I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two. I am joined by the gorgeous Talia Marr. I just got a little bit distracted stalking your Instagram, T, because I'm such a creep. No, please don't say, oh my God. First of all, you're so pretty. Honestly, fucking hell, mate. You're just naturally gorgeous. No.
Oh, I don't know about that. I've had two nose jobs.
Oh my God, I love makeup. No, I love your transparency, but Listen, I'm looking at you in the airport here, mate, and it looks like you've got not a scrap on and you're still fucking lush. So I love the modesty, but you're absolutely gorgeous. Own it. But what I really want to talk to you about is this lovely, fluffy fella.
Yeah, he's massive.
That is not little at all, is he? So he's called Mushu. Yeah.
Mushu, yeah. He's my little dog.
Is that after the dragon in Mulan?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
That is also one of my favourite films.
I love that film.
Me too. What's he called? General, is it General Lee? Anyway, the fit soldier bloke was my first
crush. I was like, what?
Yeah, he's my first crush. Well, who was your first crush? Was it Simba? Because I quite fancied him as well.
No, it was Milo from the Tweenies and then 50 Cent. Did a 180. Yeah.
I don't even know how to deal with that information.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, honestly, mate, I was in the vets once, right? Get on this. I was in the vets once and I've got Max and Milo. Those are my two dogs. I know. They're not here today. They've just gone to that walk out. They're chaos. They're amazing. But chocolate lab and a golden lab. And I was in the vets and I said to the woman, like, oh, it's Max and Milo, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this woman behind was like, are you going for the full tweenies set, are you? And I was like, what? And she was like, Max and Milo from the Tweenies. I was like, I've got no idea what you're talking about. The Tweenies was after my time. I've not got kids. So I was like, what the fuck? So I had to go away and Google it. And I've realized I've inadvertently named my dog after half
the Tweenies. You have to get a Bella as well. And whatever, I forgot the other one's name.
But I actually really do like Bella for a dog's name as well. So yeah, if somebody hadn't told me, T, I might be fucking, you know, creating the Tweenies 2.0 accidentally.
So
tell me a little bit about Mushu, because I'm obsessed with doggos. Is he a chow chow?
Yeah, he's a chow chow. Literally turned one like a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
He's still a puppy.
He's still a little baby boy.
And has he got a big purple tongue?
Yeah, he's got a massive head. Like, his skull is just huge. Like, he is like a slug. Like, his skull, his neck, and his body are all the same width. Like, he's just one width the whole way across.
It's the fluff, isn't it? Like, I'm always, like, they always look so big, but actually, if you get him wet, does he go diddy?
No.
No.
He's got more, like, he's really fluffy, but he's also, like, he's just thick.
He's class, mate, honestly. I do want to talk to you so much more about your gorgeous personal life, Mushu included. But finishing up about YouTube, it's obviously a huge part of your life. It's a great way for you to showcase what you're passionate about, what you love, but also it's a huge part of your job as well, you know? I know you're partnering with them to launch Addition, which is like a kind of series that explores the new talent coming through on the platform. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I did an episode that was like sort of centered around gaming, because obviously that's sort of like where my YouTube niche was. And I essentially got to pick like, I think it was like five create. Well, I mean, I did like a long list of like 30, and then we narrowed it down to, I think, about five. And I essentially did an episode sort of talking them through, giving suggestions on new creators. And there were a few others that did like a beauty episode. They did like a football episode. And yeah, it was really like, I mean, just getting to work with YouTube was really cool. Cause obviously like I've been on YouTube since I was like, I think since 2011 is when I first started. Like, wow. Actually.
God, that's like 12 years, 12, 13 years.
Long time ago. Wow. Oh God. Yeah. Long time
Sorry.
ago. It was very surreal to actually like get to partner with them and like pick people that were in maybe a position that I was in at one point. Yeah, it was really cool.
That's such a nice thing for YouTube to do though, because I sort of think like like hearing you explain it, mate, it must be a really, it must be a densely populated place, like loads of people trying to get their content seen. And it's really nice that there's someone like you who's established, who's giving people who were potentially in the position that you were in 10, 15 years ago, that chance to have some more visibility, to be seen of people who are going to like their stuff. I think that's, it's almost like an apprentice scheme. I think it's really cute.
No, it is. Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it, actually, I guess, because it doesn't really exist in social media. So like, yeah. I've not seen any other platform sort of do that, and like to have it endorsed by the platform themselves is like, it's really cool.
No, it's nice. It's given people a chance to like get ahead, and I think it's really lovely, inspiring. Well done, Mae, for getting involved in that. I think that's nice. We rise, we rise by lifting others. That's one of my
It's true. Yeah, it's so true.
Right. So I heard you got married in Italy.
I did this year.
Mate, congratulations. The pictures are insane. Tell me everything. Me and Irk are getting married in Italy next year.
Where? Oh, I was just, maybe don't say where on the podcast. But oh my God, that's so exciting.
Don't worry, babe. I'm an open book. I've told everybody everything. You're lucky I haven't fucking told everyone the venue, okay. How bad I am at keeping secrets. So we're getting married in Puglia, which is like down the bottom.
Oh, I love Puglia, yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
We are so excited.
Why did you pick Italy? I'm not. So excited.
Love this. No, so me and Irk have had a couple of really nice trips to Italy. We went to like Rome for one of our first our city breaks together. Then last year we toured around the Amalfi Coast together and just loved it. Our friends got married there and we made like a real trip of it. And it was, obviously he's Turkish Cypriot, bless him. So he was fighting hard for Cyprus. And it wasn't that I don't love Cyprus or whatever. Like, it's just for me, Italy's completely got me heart. So we went there first and started looking at venues, and we did various places. We looked around like Florence and like Tuscany and real wine country vibes. And honestly, Talia, I absolutely loved it. Fell in love with a good few venues, but it was just so expensive, mate. Like,
It's crazy.
Like venues wanting like $100,000 for 3 days right? Without like even
you have to do the setup day and the and it's like
without like a stick of furniture even, or like, you know, a fucking limoncello being involved. I was $100,000 down, and I was like, listen. Yeah. I work hard and, you know, I'm really lucky, but there's just no way I'm going to feel comfortable ever in any world handing over this money. So we talked to our wedding planner, and also I wasn't sure the vibe was right. Like, I kind of, if my wedding guests are going to spend like X amount of money coming over, and it's destination weddings are a big expense for the guests even as well. I was like, I want them to feel like, you know, they've had a holiday, and to me, a holiday is beach. To me, your holiday is the same. So we started so my wedding planner was like, I think you're a Puglia person. She was like, let me take you to some venues. Yeah, we'd never been to. Never. And honestly, mate, we got there and we instantly fell in love.
Oh,
everything,
that's so nice.
It just felt right. So yeah, so we're planning that. Like, we are actually going to have to get a real move on with it, to be honest, because it's coming up so fast.
It comes down fast. I think we got married in under a year. We got engaged in the July and we got married in June. Like, I was on it. I was like, we're getting married next year.
Yeah. No, it sounds like you must have been militant. So go on, tell us where you got married.
So we got married in Umbria, which is like next to Tuscany. Like, we were on the border.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, my mum's Italian, so that's why we sort of were going to do Italy. And, like, it was a really good day, but it was, oh, my God, everything went wrong. Everything is going to go wrong. And that's okay. That's my advice. Okay. Multiple things. Even on the day, you'll be like, it's fine. You'll still have the best time. No one's going to die.
What went wrong, T? Just tell us. What I know it won't be the same things, but I just need to manage my expectations here.
You know what? I mean, the worst one was probably like, so we flew everyone out. We like chartered a plane.
Wow.
And
that's YouTube money right there, girl.
No, but like it was so bad because the plane was flying out the day before the wedding, and the day before the plane flew, it got cancelled.
No.
And like, yeah, so we had to move everyone from like a south airport where all of our families are. We had to coach everyone all the way up to like, I think it was Stansted or Luton, and change the location of where the plane was flying from. There's like an issue with the plane or something, so we had to like move it, and we had like 24 hours. I say we, my poor assistant Alex had to like, she's the one that like, she went hard on this wedding.
I was going to say, I thought it was all you. Have you seen that? I've just reposted it the other day on social media. There's like, you know, the boards when you walk into a wedding and like welcomes the guest.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And it's like, it goes, yep. Welcome to Becca's wedding featuring David. And I'm like, I sent it to Erkan. I was like, this is fucking you, mate. You'll be lucky if you get invited at this rate. Like, it's not that he's disinterested. He's just like, all he does, mate, is let me go back and forth with the wedding planner loads, right? And then right at the last minute go, how much? And I just want to chin him. Just want to chin him.
I think that's just the thing.
Like, is that the only thing
that he cared about was the food.
Yeah, that is where Erkan will stick his fucking nose in and all. I'm sure of it.
Like, it's always at the last minute. It's like, right, I've narrowed it down to these. What do you think? And it's like, what do you mean? No.
So you could have made that sound 2 months ago.
No. You don't do,
we don't do that here. It looked beautiful and you looked incredible. And obviously, oh God, mate, honestly, when I looked at the picture, I was like, oh, butterflies, because obviously I'm getting to the point where I'm feeling the stress, if I'm honest. Like, you know, especially in a month's time, babe, I'm going to be like, oh, I get married this year. And that fills us full of, yes, joy, happiness, blah, blah. But also,
I genuinely didn't feel the joy and happiness until the day.
Really? Did you just feel existential dread and fear and panic?
I was just so like, because one thing after another like would go wrong, and like, and I was just like, do you know what? I'm just going to wait until the day. Like, and also we had the issue of like, there was like storms. Oh. Luckily, the only day that was sunny was the day we got married. But like, there was like storms all over the Mediterranean. So we were just like, oh, do you know what? Can't be us.
Yeah. It's the one thing you can't control is the weather. And you think by going outside of Britain, having a destination, you take that worry out of the
point.
You take that worry out of the equation, but actually sometimes you don't. Like, I remember this year in like Amalfi Coast and stuff, like people were posting videos of like just water gushing down steak. Yes. Yeah. Shit, mate. And that was
it
like,
was
oh,
crazy.
Sorry.
It was the weekend. And like, the only sunny day was our wedding. We got so lucky.
You did. You did. That was a good sign, though. Obviously, that was must have been a bit of in some way, like the universe blessing your day.
I mean, that's what we're going to say. I was like, I swear to God, whoever's in charge, if you're doing something, I'm going to be real pissed off.
Yeah. Just fucking put your umbrella up for one day.
Yeah, like, come on, give me just 24 hours.
And obviously you married Simon from the Sidemen. Is that correct? Yes. Now, I don't know an awful lot about the Sidemen, again, because I'm fucking ancient. But, like, you can't not, you know, like, KSI and, you know, the boxing bit and all this. When I told Erkan, he's my fella who's considerably younger than me, I'm a cougar. Thank you. So when I told him, he was like, oh, fuck off, which one should marry to? Like, he was proper buzzing. So how did you guys meet? Obviously, I've talked about the wedding. That was incredible, but you've obviously been together a while before that.
Yeah, we met at Wireless Festival.
Awesome.
Yeah, through a friend. Like, we had a mutual friend who, like, I wasn't that close with, but, like, I knew him, and he was also in the Sidemen, who I, at the time, had no idea who they were because I was a little makeup YouTuber. I had no idea that that side of YouTube even existed. And yeah, he introduced us and I was like, oh, hi. I literally couldn't look him in the eye. It was so embarrassing.
So was it like an instant connection as well?
No. So to give you, like, I mean, if you are like a soppy person, you'll love that.
I am. So soppy.
Okay, love it. I was with my friends and I pointed him out and I was like, I really want to talk to that guy. I don't know why. And they were like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know. I've never looked at someone before and thought, oh, I want to get to know you. And then just thought nothing of it and just thought that's weird anyway. And then my friend came over and was like, hey, like, I'll introduce you to my friends. And I was like, your friends with the boy that I was like, oh my God.
The boy with the unexplainable connection.
And then, yeah, I, like, couldn't look him in the eyes. Like, he would talk to me and I'd literally be like, hi, and I just was, like, looking. I was, like, so embarrassed. I've never done that before.
No, I love it. I
lost my cool. But, yeah, from then, we basically have spoken every day since that day.
Honestly, I'm such a fanny. Anyone will tell you, I'm a sucker for love. I love stories like that. Like, I just feel like it fills me full of, like, warm fuzzies or something.
Yeah.
When I first met Erkan, like, I'd gone through a terrible breakup and I was in a really bad place and everyone's like, you need to get back out there, you know, blah blah and all that. And I nearly cancelled the date with him because I was so like, I'm not in the right place, I'm still grieving and all that. And I got there, and the second I got there to the date, he came to my hotel to meet us, actually, in Venice. He made us feel calm and safe. And he's made us feel calm and safe ever since. That's the way he makes us feel.
That's
he's
so like, nice.
I know. I'm like getting emotional. Yeah. Well, oh, God. At least we're cut from the same
cloth. I'm the same.
A pair of fannies. Oh, bless her. I'm just so happy we found we're people. It's really nice. And I'm both getting married in Italy. Like, there's obviously some parallels there.
Must be the thing.
Yeah, must be the thing. Fannies get married in Italy. There we go. Mate, I've really loved talking to you. And thank you so much for, like, holding me hand and talking us through the YouTube thing. Oh, my God,
thank you for having me.
I'm really excited to hear your new music. Like, I hope you know that that tune you had with Sigala is fucking absolute banger. And I listen to it constantly, girl. So, yeah, really excited about the new stuff. And congratulations again. I wish you a lifetime of wealth, health and happiness. That's what the older generation say about the wedding. Before I let you go, here at Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners sort of like a pearl of wisdom. And I think, like, based on the sort of the space you're in, whether it's the music industry or whether it's the gaming, it is a bit of a male dominated space, but you are smashing it, mate. You know, you're doing it your own way. You're doing it for the women. And I want to know what your secret is to succeeding in a man's world.
God, it's such a big question. I mean, my secret to just even surviving in a man's world, I think, is just, like, you have to just not give a fuck. And, like, almost, it's true, but you have to not give a fuck and you have to get off on the fact that people don't want you to succeed. Like, you need to like enjoy that feeling of like, no one wants this to happen, so I'm gonna fucking do it even harder and even better than they want me to do it.
And just
run with that feeling of like slight fear.
But yeah, it is that. Like, I remember, and it's slightly different, obviously, mate, but I remember when I first left Geordie Shore reality TV in that sort of really, it's like very traditional. And I went and did I'm a Celeb, right? Nobody wanted us there. Like,
I was voting for you. I fucking wanted you to win that shit. I was Team Vicky.
Thank you so much, Daya. So nice. But maybe, obviously, you weren't the only one. Like, I know it was a bit of a nice story, nice ending to that story. But when I first went in, everybody was like, fucking get her out. Like, she's going to ruin it. Like, reality TV scum and all this. And I totally understand. Like, I think people are very precious with the jungle. It's a British institution. And they thought I was like going to go in there and drink Jaeger bombs and punch a kangaroo or something. Yeah. Like, I don't really know, but something along those lines. And actually, like, you have to take those, the doubt and the feelings that people don't want you there. And you have to use it. You have to use it to make you stronger, almost like your armor, and be like, I'm going to do this, not like in spite of you. I'm going to do it for myself and I'm going to do it regardless. So no, I think that's really good advice. Like, you almost weaponize their doubt and make it your superpower. I love that, mate. Keep smashing it in whatever space that you want to smash it in. You're such a nice person. I've no doubt you will.
Thank you so much. You're so cute.
No, you're so cute. I really like you.
I do.
Okay, it's enough. The loving is over. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I've had a really good time.
Me too.
Well, guys, that was the incredible and multi-talented Talia Maher. If you loved listening to this week's episode of Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, then please do all of the podcasty things. Tell your mates, leave a review, tell someone who you think might like it. Shout it from the rooftops, guys. We really appreciate it. Her brand new single, Talia Maher's, that is, not mine. God, I sound like a bag of strangled cats. No one wants to listen to that. Her brand new single, Bored, is out now and available for you guys to stream, download, whatever you cool kids do. Anyway, have a really great week, everybody. You deserve it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.